On Memorial Day, we remember our friends and family who have passed. It is a day of tribute and remembrance, and a day especially important to our veterans. Today, we highlight a program that assists those who serve on battlefields around the globe and the struggle they may face on the return home. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
It's known as the Army's Wounded Warrior Program, or AW2 for short.
It really was a decision by our Army's leadership to say, if you are an Army Wounded Warrior, severely injured soldier, AW2 soldier, if you want to say at our Army, we're going to find every way we can to say yes.
Mary Karstensen says yes to assisting soldiers and families in overcoming major injuries.
When I say TBI, it's traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, that is so severe that it can be debilitating, as well as an amputation. So injuries that are hidden injuries, not necessarily something you see from a physical perspective, are very, very real.
Mary is today a retired Army colonel, but she knows the struggle soldiers and families may have.
We need to be sensitive to that and understand that and understand what that means to that family who is struggling with a service member who knows he or she isn't who they used to be. And a family that is now dealing with someone that isn't who they recognize, but obviously still love.
Not only does the program assist with the physical and mental recovery process, it also helps connect soldiers with new careers.
Help an employer to better understand our veteran community, our wounded warrior community, and what they can do to bring those into their, you know, under their fold and help them to be successful now in another career field.
The AW2 program is helping soldiers fight new battles at home, guiding them and their families to small but important victories on the home front. Traveling the countryside in Arlington, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCrae.